with regard to the minhagim of Avelus during Sfira, familiar with the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramban Simen Tuf Tzadi Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that the minhag is not to take haircuts from after Pesach until the morning of the 34th day of the Omer. That's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes the minhag Avelus during Sfira. And the Ramah then adds that b'mdinos elu ein noagin kedvarav elam istaprin biyom lamed gimel. Rather than waiting until the 34th day of the Omer in the morning, Ramah says that in our country, the minhag is to take a haircut on day 33, Lag BaOmer, in the morning. Fascinating chiddush of Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Igros Moshe Orachayim Chelik Aleph Simon Kufnun Tes, and in Sefer Kobetz Halachos, he writes the same essential chiddush in the name of Rav Henkin Zatzal, that the minhag to take haircuts every and any day after Lag BaOmer up until Shavuos is really only a minhag of Sfaradim, not a minhag of the Ashkenazim. Well, Sfaradim, we know, the Shulchan Aruch says, Lamed Dalet, BaOmer, and on, you can take haircuts. What's fascinating is that even though the Ramah says that B'mdinos Eilu, Ein Noagin Kedvarav, Ela Mistaprin, Yom Lamed Gimel, the understanding of Rav Moshe, as explained by Rav David Feinstein, and the understanding of Rav Henkin, is that the Ramah is only explaining within this shita of the Mechaber, of the Minhag of Sfaradim, that the Omer is observed from Pesach until Lag BaOmer. The Heter begins not on Lamed Dalet BaOmer, but the Heter begins on Lamed Gimel BaOmer. But Rav Moshe argues that this is not a Minhag of Ashkenazim. This is just Ramah explaining what the Pesach would be according to the minhag of Sfaradim, which is a fascinating chiddush. And Moshe explains that the conceptual underpinning of this shita of the Mechaber, as explained by the Vilna Gaon, is that we observe Avelus on the actual days on which the Talmid Rebbe Akiva died between Pesach and Shavuos. And this approach assumes that Talmid Rebbe Akiva died during the first 33 days of the Omer, and therefore, that's the period of time during which we observe the Avelus, the mourning, customary mourning of not taking haircuts, of not getting married, and only thereafter, from either Lamed Dalet BaOmer, according to the Mechaber, or Lamed Gimel BaOmer, according to the Ramah, and onwards, we allow taking haircuts and getting married. But again, according to the Igros Moshe, and as Kobetz Halacha cites from Rav Henkin as well, that's really what the minhag of the Sfaradim is. What then, according to Rav Moshe's approach, is the minhag of Ashkenazim? So Rav Moshe argues that the minhag of Ashkenazim is what the Ramah then refers to later on in Simen Tov Tzad Gimel. The Ramah then says in Sif Gimel that in many places the minhag is to take haircuts up to and including Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And Mishnah Berurah explains, and then to prohibit haircuts from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar up until Erev Shavuos, with the exception of Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is an island of Heter in the middle of this Minhag Avelos of Ashkenazim. So there would be a Heter of haircuts, a Heter of weddings, up to, through, and including Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And then observe the Isurim of Avelos of Sfira up to Erev Shavuos, where they heter on Lag BaOmer day to take a haircut on that one day, but otherwise straight through until Erev Shavuos. Alternatively, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a slight variation on that minhag, essentially the same minhag, but a slight variation, to observe Minhagim of Avelus beginning with Rosh Chodesh Iyar up to the first day of Shloshes Me'agbala, Gimel Sivan. That's as if Moshe is the minhag of Ashkenazim. So once again, according to Moshe's understanding, the minhag of Sfardim is to observe Avel, what we call the first minhag of Svira, Pesach, up until, according to the Mechaber, either Lamedal Baboker, Lamedal Baomer in the morning, or according to the Ramah, up until Lag Baomer in the morning, and from then on, complete heter of weddings and haircuts, etc. Whereas according to Rav Moshe's understanding of the minhag of Ashkenazim would be to observe what is commonly referred to as the second minhag of Svira, to allow haircutting and weddings either up until and including Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and then to prohibit it all up until Erev Shavuos, or to allow haircuts and weddings up until not including Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and then to prohibit it from Rosh Chodesh Iyar up until the first day of Shloshes Imei Hagbala. And Rav Moshe then explains that the conceptual Havana of that sheet is the following. Whereas the Mechaber's Shita is based on the premise that we observe Avelus on the actual days during which the Talmid Rabbi Akiva died, the first 33 days of the Omer, the minhag of Ashkenazim, as Moshe explains it, is that, no, we don't seek to observe Avelus on the very same days on which Talmid Rabbi Akiva died. Rather, we assume that Talmid Rabbi Akiva died on 33 days between Pesach and Shavuos, so we keep a corresponding minhag of Avelus on 33 days. Which 33 days are those? Okay, so either from Rosh Chodesh Iyar up until Shlosh Magbala, or from right after Rosh Chodesh Iyar up until Erev Shavuos. It's not the exact same 33 days during which the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died, but it's a period of 33 days of Avelus corresponding to and parallel to 33 days during which they passed away between Pesach and Shavuos. That's how Rav Moshe explains the machlokes between the Shita of the Mechaber, the Minhag of Sfardim, and the Minhag of Ashkenazim, as Rav Moshe understands it. Rav Moshe then writes that although this machlokes in Lamdus, if you will, is true according to the Vilna Gaon's understanding of the Shita of the Mechaber, Rav Moshe writes that according to the Bach, the truth is that even the Shita of the Mechaber is not assuming that we observe Avelus on the very same days that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died on. Even Shita of the Mechaber, says the Bach, is assuming that we just keep 33 days of Avelus, lav dafka, the same 33 days on which the Talmidim died, but 33 days of Avelus, that's what we keep according to the Bach, even according to the Shita of the Mechaber. That is the suggestion of the Bach in understanding the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. And a significant nafkamina of Moshe writes is as follows. According to the Shita of the Vilna Gaon, Bir Hagra, these two minhagim, first minhag and second minhag, if you call it that, first minhag of Sfira, second minhag of Sfira, are two fundamentally different approaches. Do I observe the very same days on which the Talmidim died as Avelus, or do I observe a period of 33 days corresponding to the 33 days during which they died? Two very fundamentally different shitos of when and how to observe minhag Avelus of Sfira. Whereas according to the Bach, says Rav Moshe, really everyone's saying the same thing. They're all saying you observe a 33-day period. Which 33 days? Okay. Nafkamina here, nafkamina there, this minhag, that minhag. But they're all simply saying just observe 33 days of Avelus. L'may Nafkamina says of Moshe, Nafkamina would be that according to the Bach, in theory, one could switch from one minhag of Avelus that he keeps in one year to a different minhag of Avelus in a different year, because they're really all fundamentally the same. And therefore, you could in one year keep the first minhag of Sfira, another year keep the second minhag of Sfira. They're all the same according to the Bach. But if Moshe discourages that, he says that Ashkenazim should not be mekel against the Vilna Gaon. They should only b'shas hadchak gadol rely on the Bach's shita that one can switch from one minhag sphere to the other. Meir Din Moshe seems to think that the minhag of Ashkenazim is to keep the what we call the second minhag of sphere and not to rely on the Bach that I can switch in a given year to the first minhag of sphere. That is Reb Moshe's tshuva and simin kuf nun tes. Shmuel Kamenetsky, as quoted in Kabbalat Halachos, questions that assumption of Rav Moshe. How can it be that when the Ramah says that in our Medinos we keep Sfira up until Lamed Gimel Ba'omer. That's not a minig of Ashkenazim, only a minig of Sfardim. The Ramah quotes it. How can it be, says Reb Shmuel, that first minig of Sfira, which the Ramah refers to and says that in our Medinos we take kirkots on Lamed Gimel Ba'omer, not waiting until Lamed Dalet Ba'omer? How could that not be a minig of Ashkenazim as well? And so Shmuel Kamenetsky assumes that Me'ikar Adin for Ashkenazim, that first minig of Sfira is also a valid minig for Ashkenazim. Nafkamina being, Reb Moshe himself, would not allow Ashkenazim to get married between Lag Ba'omer and Rosh Chodesh Sivan, at the very least, or Lag Ba'omer and Shlosh Simi Hagbala. He holds that there's no heter for Ashkenazim to get married right after Lag Ba'omer. On Lag Ba'omer, yes, but right after Lag Ba'omer, not. Whereas if Shmuel Kamenetsky argues, no, it would be, technically speaking, strictly speaking, acceptable for Ashkenazim as well to observe just the first minig of Sfira and to then have weddings after Lag Ba'omer without waiting until Rosh Chodesh Sivan or Shlosh Simi Hagbala to make the weddings. Shmuel Kamenetsky concedes that it's a more popular minig to refrain from making weddings right after Lag Ba'omer amongst the Ashkenazim, but he thinks in Medina, be'emes, it would be mutter to do so. Me'ikar Adin. One interesting psak halacha, just before we conclude, and that is that Mishnah Berurah quotes that this year, when Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes out on Friday and Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah says in Tav Tzadik Gimel, that even according to that first minig of Sfira, that I can't take haircuts from after Pesach until Lag Ba'omer. But this year, says the Mishnah Berurah, when you have Rosh Chodesh Shechal B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Iyar on Shabbos, is coming Shabbos, and there is therefore a Tosefes Simcha, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to take a haircut this coming Friday, even those who observe the first minig of Sfira. Mishnah Berurah says, because of the combination, the combined simcha of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to take a haircut on Erev Shabbos. In Sefer Pesukei Teshuvos, he quotes, there are those that are makbid, like the Magen Avraham, B'Shem Tzavos, Reb Yehuda HaChassid, not to take haircuts on Rosh Chodesh. What about this year then, when Rosh Chodesh is Friday Shabbos? And Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to take a haircut on Friday, the combined simcha of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So Pesukei Teshuvos, he quotes from Reb Moshe Feinstein that this year, because you couldn't take a haircut earlier this week because of the minig of Sfira, if that's your minig, then you would be allowed to take a haircut on this coming Friday, even if in general you're makbid for Tzavos Yubil Chassid. In other words, yes, Yubil Chassid indicated one should not take haircut on Rosh Chodesh. So if you can avoid that, then fine. But this year when you can't, if you're observing first minig of Sfira because you can't take haircut until Friday, so you'd be allowed this year to bedafka take a haircut on Friday, even though ordinarily you are makbid to avoid taking a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. So quotes Pesukei Teshuvos here, B'Shem Rav Moshe Feinstein, and B'Shem Rav Eliashiv, as well as among other poskim as well. An additional fascinating chiddush in Sefer Shulchan Alevi, Solobelsky, quoting Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, who said that this heter of taking a haircut this year, even those who observe first minig of Sfira, and the Mishnah Berurah says you can take a haircut on Friday, like covered the combined simcha of Shabbos or Chodesh, Belsky quotes of Yaakov Kamenetsky that you can already take that haircut Thursday afternoon after Chatzos, because that's already considered bechlal covered Shabbos. So you can already take that haircut this Thursday afternoon after Chatzos, according to Rav Yaakov, as quoted by Rav Belsky, and that would certainly be another option for those who, in general, are makbid for the Tzavos Yubil Chassid, not to take haircut on Rosh Chodesh. So you have that heter of Thursday afternoon after Chatzos as a kiyum of Kavod Shabbos to be makel to take that haircut on Thursday, which is not yet Rosh Chodesh, which starts, of course, Thursday night, Friday. And you still have that kiyum of Kavod Shabbos, Kavod Rosh Chodesh, and yet at the same time avoid the conflict with the Tzavos Yubil Chassid. And Pesukei Teshuvos quotes that same psak b'shem the Kaf HaChaim.